Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the commitment, the sacrifice, the dedication, the heroism, and the wonderful stories of our veterans today, this hour, and an hour yesterday as well, and what they're doing to get their lives redirected, to get their lives back in the order, and they're doing it through small business, ladies and gentlemen. It's a wonderful story. I wish you knew how many times over the years I've heard from members of our military who said, "I'm going to be coming out of the military in a few months, and I'm going to start a business. I'm not going to look for a job. I'm going to start a small business." And someone else who did that is our guest this segment, Sergeant Tracy M. Reap, who is CEO of Disabled Veteran Office Suppliers. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me today, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Thank you.
I want you to tell the audience what happened to you one day during your deployment in Iraq. I believe it was in 2003.
That is the case, Jim. I was all my time in the military, short of my initial training, was spent in a guard capacity with the Texas Army National Guard. So I was a civilian soldier. Mm-hmm. In January of 2003, my unit was called to active duty with the 4th Infantry Division and deployed to Iraq in April of 2003.
Right after the invasion.
That is correct. Yes, we were there very early on in the process. I spent 8 months on the ground in Iraq in varied capacities, 4 months in a civil affairs capacity, and then 4 months in a light infantry capacity. On November 11th, 2003, oddly enough, Veterans Day, while returning from a convoy that we ran twice a day to supply a group of our soldiers protecting a fuel farm, we were ambushed by a group of insurgents. They employed the ambush by use of improvised explosive devices, which stopped our convoy, immediately began to fire small arms weapons at our convoy. And in that process, I exited my vehicle. Being on an elevated dirt road in the middle of an old rock quarry, we didn't have any cover, and so I used the vehicle for cover, began to return fire, and seconds later, a rocket-propelled grenade entered and exited the vehicle right where I was standing. The shrapnel from the vehicle as well as the RPG tore into the left side of my face, left shoulder, and left elbow and arm, or hand rather, immediately cutting off two fingers on my left hand and rendering me blind for all intents and purposes. I was cared for quite heroically by my fellow soldiers in the convoy, and then medevaced from there through Balad to Landstuhl, Germany, and then eventually back to Brooke Army Medical Center.
Right. And what is your status now physically?
Well, you know, Jim, I'm blessed. If I'd been a step to the left, that RPG would have taken my head off. So, you know, I don't take a day for granted.
Right.
That since that day, and that's a big
but you
part
have
of why.
you've lost two fingers on your left hand. Can you use your left arm?
I can. I'm very fortunate that the damage was superficial. It cut some muscle and left some pretty nasty scars. But I really have a lot of use of that arm, whereas a lot of my fellow disabled veterans aren't that fortunate.
Right. Well, Dawn Halfaker was on yesterday. She lost her right arm in something similar. What about your eyesight?
You know, the military worked 2 years trying to save my left eye, and finally they decided that they couldn't, and so I have an artificial eye.
But you have vision in your right eye.
I do. I was very fortunate they were able to return vision after about 4 months of recovery there at Brooke Army Medical Center.
What's your life like now? Tell us about your small business.
I'd be happy to, Jim. Again, as I'd mentioned, I feel like I'm very blessed. A big part of my healing while at Brooke Army Medical Center was becoming involved in helping to support service-disabled veterans. As I'd mentioned, I'm a guardsman, so my civilian career was in human resource and recruiting. I married up with a nonprofit called the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes. One of their primary initiatives was to find employment for these service-disabled veterans and or their family members. I jumped in on that initiative. After about 2 years of our working a bunch of different ways to find jobs, we decided that probably the fastest way to employ these veterans was to go out and create our own business, sell a commodity, that of office supplies, and by doing that, we create job opportunities, really business opportunities, for veterans that have an interest in being involved in office supply sales.
Right. Now, and so you're there at this conference to try to learn how to do more business with the government.
Yeah, you know, being service disabled affords us the opportunity to be able to do business direct with the government. The Department of Defense is really on the tip of the spear in regards to providing and educating and creating means by which service disabled veteran and veteran owned organizations can more efficiently do business with the government.
Sergeant Reap, we've run out of time. I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. Give us your website, please.
My website is BuyDVOS, BUYDVOS.com, and then the website for the DOD Vets Doing Business with the Department of Defense is VetsDoingBusiness.com. Again, VetsDoingBusiness.com.
Sergeant Reap, Sergeant Tracy Reap, ladies and gentlemen, with Disabled Veterans Office Suppliers. And Tracy, God bless you. God be with you and your family. Thank you for your service. I'm humbled to be in your presence.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you next time. Quick break, ladies and gentlemen. 29 after. Wow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.